And I certainly don't want to double my trash back. That's kind of a given. Hey, good morning and welcome to the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky, coming up on 6:07, we'll call it. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Greg Cassidy in for the lobster-eating, vacationing Bob Rose. He actually did, before he set out last week, have a challenge of at least one day while in Maine to enjoy lobster for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Did he do it?
He did. I don't know if it was like full, crack your own kind of thing. By the way, Nick in Pushing the Button this morning. Morning, Nick.
Morning.
Thanks for getting up early. Welcome to my world.
There you go.
Apparently he did get that. That was one of his goals. And so hopefully that went well. So he's traveling up in the Northeast amongst all those Yankees, as he put it, near Boston, where they parked the car. And so, having a good time, no doubt, and probably sleeping in. I mean, I would be. Hope you had a good Labor Day weekend. I actually got out and did some laboring in the yard yesterday. Man, it was so stinking nice. I got up and it's like, well, actually, okay. I got up because somebody who assumed I was working and didn't assume that I was asleep at 6:21 yesterday morning texted me. I'm like, really? I take very few days off. I'm not Bob Rose. And it's like, did you remember that I had mentioned maybe one day last week I was off on Monday? Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. You know who your friends are. So, yeah, it was so nice. In fact, by the time that everybody got up and got moving, pretty much my whole neighborhood, everybody was out working in the yard. Although it's always funny, a couple of things. One, because I do live in Gainesville, as I've mentioned, and so my neighborhood might tend to be of a slightly different thought process than I am as a conservative Republican. And so you've got one of the neighbors out here. They've got their little rechargeable, well, actually several. They've got their little rechargeable, 18-inch rechargeable mowers. They're out there and they're going, in the neighborhood. And then I get out there with my big zero turn, doing the big U-turns and knocking mine out in a couple of minutes. It's almost like you can judge a neighborhood by the mowers. That's true. And this is going to come up on What's Bugging You, and a lot of folks that aren't up yet will be around them. But I'm going to go ahead and drop this little bug in your ear, and we can talk about that during What's Bugging You. I don't know if they were doing it themselves or if they had a contractor lawn service doing it. 7 o'clock yesterday, somebody was mowing. That's early for a neighborhood, because I think the general. Agreed to time is 8. It's not like a written rule, I don't think. I don't know that cities, I guess some do, but if we have a thing like that. 7 o'clock, they had the mower going. Now, again, I was awake because somebody had texted me at 6:21, but I stepped outside. I'm like, man, it is beautiful out. It is nice. And then I hear somebody's mower. I'm like, I doubt your next door neighbor is up 7 o'clock in the morning. So anyway, all that laboring.
You're a little grumpy there, big guy.
Do you think 7 is a little early for that? I mean, seriously, isn't it in a subdivision?
On a holiday, yeah.
Especially a holiday.
A holiday or on a Saturday or Sunday, yeah, come on.
That's a little early.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway.
My mother used to tell me, you don't go over to the next door neighbors or the kids down the street until 9 o'clock. Hold off until
really?
9 o'clock. Yeah, 9 o'clock. I couldn't go over to my buddies' houses. We were all chomping at the bit. All our moms told us the same thing.
But all the kids were probably awake.
Well, they were all awake, and they were all dressed, and we were, I mean, literally, it was the starting gates. 9 o'clock, you saw all the doors in the neighborhood open up and the kids streaming out.
So since we're totally wasting time in this first segment talking about nothing really important, I'll ask one more question then. When you were, because I'm remembering back to my childhood in South St. Louis growing up, and my good neighborhood friend Timmy Mulligan, because my friends, unlike Bob's, don't all sound like mobsters that I grew up with. His do. They drive Lincolns and have big trunks and give you, concrete shoes and stuff.
Right.
So, in my neighborhood, Timmy Mulligan lived 3 doors up. And we didn't knock on the door. Did you actually knock on the door for your friends to come out?
We knocked on the door.
I don't know why this was the thing in our... We would go in front of the other person's house, and if I were going to, I would go, "Oh, Timmy!" Now, why in the world that was the thing? I have no idea.
Wow.
But that's what we did.
No.
No, you actually were.
Yeah, we
and
actually
I guess
knocked.
Later we knocked on the door. Hey, can, you know, somebody come out and play?
We knocked on the door, but it was, everybody was literally at 9 o'clock. I mean, man, there were 10 doors that flew open.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Of course, over the weekend and in the now top three, some of our top stories. Gators, what a win. 55-0. Unexpected.
Yep.
Not a bit. But it meant that the folks from Long Island got to come to town. And for every point that they lost to, took home a little over 10 grand. Because I think they were going to get about $550,000 for playing, right? A little over 10 grand for every point. Powerball still alive, $1.3 billion, and Donald Trump still alive. You're like, what?
What?
I know a lot of folks probably kind of missed this, but there was this whole rumor. Now, look, hindsight here. How many days in a row sometimes did we not see Joe Biden? Or weeks or months. I mean, seriously, out in public or doing something. Although, ironically, a video popped up of him at an ice cream stand the other day. Man, you're like, and that was the whole point. They showed this feeble man getting his ice cream cone, and you realize that literally months ago, he and Auto Pen were running this country. But anyway, so the rumor got out that Donald Trump is dead. We haven't seen him for 2 or 3 days. I'm like, as I like to say, and it's channeling Ross Perot, you people. But that was the case. A couple of comments coming out of Illinois and Chicago, and we will get to that regarding that. And, of course, you know, we always do the, as we've done for a long time on the Bob Rose Show, the countdown of how many people got shot in Chicago over the weekend. And it looks like it got up. They were 53 yesterday. They were overachieving. They got up to 54 over the Labor Day weekend. But remember, there's not a crime problem in Chicago. They don't need the president. The public and the locals there, they will rise up against Donald Trump and the National Guard if they show up, because they don't have a problem with 54 people getting shot over the weekend, apparently. You just wonder. It's like when you are so anti-Trump that you are totally blind to the obvious problems that you have in your community. That's a bigger problem in itself almost. I mean, seriously? And not even that you don't want Donald Trump to be there. The fact that Brandon, the mayor, Governor Pritzker, he's a real piece of work, a big piece of work, that you could be such arrogant narcissist about the whole thing and seriously act like there's not a problem. That's kind of a weird thing in itself, but there you go, 54 over the weekend. And again, that's just Chicago. And a lot of other liberal cities around the country are in the same situation. So, again, we'll be talking about that. Lots going on. What's with the Russians jamming the plane of the EU chief? I mean, that's getting kind of weird. Strangest going on in England, much like we've dealt with in America. Lots of things like that to talk about. We'll also open up those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, maybe something that you got to do over the weekend. Hey, you want to jump in, that's fine. 877-975-9825, 877-W-SKY-TALK, 616, The Bob Rose Show. I'm Greg Cassidy, 97.3 The Sky. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy sitting in the big chair. Of course, you can listen to the Bob Rose Show anytime you want. No, Bob's not going to get up anytime you want, but you can check it out on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, hey, play 97.3 The Sky. You might want to say please. That would be the polite thing to do. Of course, Bob is on vacation this week, enjoying himself up in the Northeast, eating lobster and hanging amongst the fancy people of the world, I suppose. Hey, we are glad you're with us, and I hope you had a good long holiday weekend with Labor Day. And although, you know, Labor Day itself, controversial, when you stop and consider, I guess it was the somewhat socialist, maybe, mentality Labor Party that kind of got Labor Day rolling. I have to make a correction. You know how when the big media or the newspapers, you know, when they say something wrong or get it wrong, it's usually a headline, and then when they correct it, it's on page 37. Right. We don't have a page 37. I made a comment. We were talking about Taylor Swift last week, because you know how it is, you hear something or you read something, and maybe you don't correct it or you don't follow up in your own mind of if it's legit. It must have been years ago, because Taylor Swift, I mean, she was playing country music way back when. I had always thought, because I was told somewhere, that the trucking company, Swift, was her dad.
Right.
I even made reference to that on the show with Bob the other day. And then I find out this morning, and after all these years, nobody has ever corrected me on it. He was a stockbroker. Her dad has nothing to do with the trucking company. Whoops! My mistake. So I stand, or in this case, I sit, corrected.
My brother is the finance guy for the Estes Trucking Company.
I see those all over the place.
You see those? So they're especially big. They're a nationwide trucker.
Oh, yeah, they're big.
They're big on the East.
Yeah.
He said that SWIFT is actually an acronym for something, and
yeah.
I don't remember what it is. But
one of the funniest memes, though, was a picture somebody had taken of two big rigs going down the highway. One was Taylor and one was Swift, and they were side by side. And this is before AI, so it was actually legit. Kind of cool. Hey, coming off Labor Day, you know, one of the things that we are, you know, kind of excited about, you know, Donald Trump is winning, America is winning. And I realize today is a trash talking Tuesday. I get that, but I tell you, something you don't want to be able to trash, and that's a good thing right now, is American jobs. And of course, the White House and Kristi Noem took some time over the weekend to kind of talk about the wins, and that's the kind of thing you want to pass along. President Trump's economic policies are benefiting American workers. He says, this is from the White House, as Americans across the nation mark Labor Day, President Trump stands as the champion of the American worker, citing employment data, continued private sector jobs, more jobs being created, wage growth, non-farm payroll gains of more than 500,000 jobs since Trump took over in January. Now you're saying, okay, that's good. How about we make it a little better? Because, you know, good is good, but better is more gooder. Okay, it's not.
Okay.
Nick's thinking about that.
I just want to follow the bouncing ball.
Yeah, so Kristi Noem, she's talking about, and here's the headline. I love this. Jobs are going back to American citizens, not foreigners. And here's what Kristi said. I call her Kristi because, you know, a couple of years ago at Black Tie Blue Jeans, you know, I'm hanging out backstage with her and our buddy Kat Kamek. So, you know, she's just Kristi to me, even though she would not recognize me if she saw me on the street. Anyway, here's what Noem had to say. This Labor Day, America works for Americans. Again, noting that all new job gains have gone to U.S. citizens. She even pointed out 2.5 million Americans are back at work since January. That is a lot. In comparison, now this is the important part. This is what you got to catch. In comparison, 88% of jobs created during the same period under Biden went to foreign-born workers. Now again, not trying to be racist, not trying to be overly nationalist, that sort of thing. But it's like, you know, there's nothing wrong with saying Americans come first. As Bob has noted so many times, we can't do the things we do to help others around the world if we don't take care of ourselves first. If things aren't good on the home front, we're not able to take care of others. We're not able to do all the things that we do. And she goes on to say, meanwhile, DHS reforms have saved taxpayers over $13.2 billion. She continued, President Trump and I are putting the American worker first, all caps, because they love them some caps in this administration. Happy Labor Day. So that is absolutely amazing. That is very cool. Good to see Americans working, jobs going to Americans. And the numbers look good, so you got to love that. Something that's kind of popped up again, and it's kind of weird because we're seeing it in different areas. Have you noticed that you've heard the word COVID more again lately? Nick nods his head accordingly, yes. Now, we had Dr. John on probably a couple of weeks ago because, you know, I was starting to hear from friends and, you know, people from church and just all over. It's like, oh, yeah, my brother-in-law's got COVID and whatever. Again, not the same strains as we dealt with, you know, 4 years ago or whatever. But the fact is, it's kind of all over the place. A couple of things caught my eye as I was kind of prepping for the show this morning. One, our buddy Ed Braddy had a post. And talk about how quickly things can change. Listen to these numbers. I've been throwing you a lot of numbers with the jobs, but listen to these numbers regarding COVID. Here's a reminder. Just 3 years ago, a third of Democrats wanted children forcibly removed from unvaccinated parents. Nearly half the Democrats wanted the unvaccinated sent to quarantine camps and critics imprisoned. And almost 60% of Democrats wanted the unvaccinated under house arrest. This comes from Rasmussen. But Donald Trump's an authoritarian. Really, people? Really? Ed, thanks so much for sharing that. And part of the reason that that kind of caught my eye is I had seen a headline where Donald Trump now, he wants answers from the drug companies on the effectiveness of the COVID treatments. Now, I will step back a second. When Ed posted this, somebody said, oh, did you forget who was the president when all this came out and when the drugs came out and when COVID was really rampant? Yeah, it was Donald Trump. That doesn't mean that he knew any more than what the drug companies were telling him, Big Pharma, what they were telling him at the time on the efficacy of the treatments. So even Donald Trump said on Truth Social, many people think that they're a miracle and it saved millions of lives. Others disagree, talking about the drugs. With the CDC being ripped apart over this question, I want the answer and I want it now. Remember back then, Trump was being told, and he passed along, just how effective these drugs were going to be and how amazing they were. And then we realized later, oh, well, okay, maybe that wasn't quite as accurate as we thought. Maybe they weren't as effective as we thought. Turns out there's probably a lot of things that weren't as we thought. 628, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in for the vacationing Bob Rose. More to come, and we'll open up those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, see what's on your mind. Hey, it is a Trash Talking Tuesday. Short work week for a lot of us. Gotta love it. 97.3, The Sky. Wow, time just flies when you're having fun. Coming up on 6:37 on the Bob Rose Show. I know, time flies.
What?
And time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers with the answers. Always yes. It's Tuesday, Pierce. Get up. It's not Monday. He's off on Mondays. Get up, you slacker. Come on. Hey, Greg Cassidy in for, speaking of slacker, the vacationing Bob Rose. No, I'm just kidding. He's looks to be enjoying himself. He's out there all over the Book of Faces. Just having a good time. Eating lobster. Having a, you know, good time up in the Northeast.
Lobster.
See, you know, again, my mom's family is from Corinth, Mississippi. I was born in Houston, Texas, but raised in St. Louis. So There's a conglomerate of just a variable, the whole southern route there thing going there, but then raised in the Midwest.
Now,
so
see,
the Northeast, they talk funny up there. They talk funny. And you're, you know, you all know about that.
I watched the redone Jaws this weekend, so I'm saying
wow.
Lobster.
Wow. You know, it's funny how we are actually, and we'll get to the serious stuff in a minute, because there's a lot been going on. Of course, big Gators win over the weekend. Powerball still alive. Donald Trump still alive. We'll talk about that. That's all good news. But there is this sudden resurgence of reminding us, and because of the Jaws thing, they're reminding us, and I don't know if they're trying to make us feel old, but they're reminding us of, oh, yeah, Jaws was however many years ago, 40, pick your number. Was it 40?
50. Five-zero.
Denial is a happy place for me, and I don't mean the river or the queen of. Wow, okay, because there was that one, and there's been several of them that they've been putting these memes out, you know, 45 years ago. 50 years?
50.
But, you know, if I will stop and think about it, I remember being in class at school and someone had the novel of Jaws. They had the book.
Wow.
And so I just think, so while in some ways you go, oh yeah, I was probably still a young adult when so-and-so happened. When you do the math on that and you put yourself in the place of life of where you really were, it's like, yeah, 1975.
Yeah.
What was that? Seventh, eighth grade, whatever? I don't know, something like
there's
that.
There's a little prelude to the movie with this remastered thing.
Yeah.
And you got Steven Spielberg up there talking about Jaws. And it really was. I mean, we forget how much of a cultural thing that movie was.
Oh, I mean, people were scared to go back in the water.
But he was 27 years old.
Wow.
And figured, and they had so much trouble making that movie.
Oh, I know.
That he figured his career was over.
That's been the case of several movies where they had one of those instances where they thought, wow, this went so bad while it's going on. It's going to be a disaster. And then it just turns into one of the biggest things ever. And that is, yeah, that's one of those from that era. But 50 years ago.
Yep.
Man. That just having just had a birthday in August, that makes me feel a little. Yeah. But that's all right. But hey, on the other side of the coin, went to the gym over the weekend a couple of times. Oh, got out yesterday. Worked nice. In the yard. I still go back and I look on Facebook at people I went to high school with, and they look like slobs and need to get to the gym themselves. So I'm not patting myself on the back too much here, but it's like I realize that because I've made some decisions. The last few years of life, I am much healthier now than I would have been,
yes,
or that some of them are, because they haven't changed some of those habits. So, you know.
There you go.
Although on Friday's show, after having Mark Herm on Thursday from the Coastal Conservation Association,
right.
Rebecca went home and baked some chocolate chip cookies and dropped them off Friday.
Really?
And there are still some of those. There's still some in the fridge. Just telling you. Those can be warmed up ever so slightly in the little toaster oven in the kitchen.
Wow. Don't
and
tell
we
me
can
that.
Have
don't
chocolate chip
tell
cookies.
Tell me that, man.
So I'll ask a question and then tell you why. Because we're treating this like a Friday show, but it does tie to real stories. When you were a child growing up, was it a common knowledge thing among you and your friends at school or kids that you played in the neighborhood, and you would say, oh, you're crazy, they're going to send you to, and fill in the blank, you knew the name of the mental institution or the asylum or whatever they called it in your community.
Oh, wow.
As a kid, you knew that.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes.
What was the name of it?
Eastern State.
And so even in maybe third, fourth, fifth grade, sixth grade, you knew that?
Yeah.
That is an interesting cultural thing, because they were shutting those things down probably by the 70s. In St. Louis, it was on Arsenal. So, oh, yeah, they're gonna ship you off to Arsenal. And every kid in our neighborhood knew what that meant. And I still remember what it was, an 1880s red brick building, just like a lot of stuff that was old in St. Louis at the time. So, interestingly enough, that topic has come up a few times. Mental illness in our society these days, it's like we don't know what to do with it. You look in, well, okay, imagine, and I've made this comment several times. Imagine you're a parent and you are driving in from out of town. You've got your, 18, 19-year-old daughter. You're going to drop her off at UF in Gainesville. The number of people on the street that you're looking at that you know have mental issues, and they're roaming around the campus, they're on the street corners, and they're maybe yelling at cars driving by, and you're thinking,
yep,
this is where I'm going to drop my daughter off?
Yeah.
In this town, where when you get off, let's say you're coming up I-75, and you get off at Newberry, and you're going to take that until it turns into University. And you look at the people under the bridge or on the corner, right? That's your welcome. And you do realize at some point, yeah, you got the people working the system. You see the ones that have got nice, clean clothes on. They look ironed. They got their cell phone. They're And they don't. They look like they're just working a job, and they probably are, and then it's tax-free money. But then you see the ones that you know. They're crazy. They've got mental issues. So the topic has been in our society a lot more lately, and the Daily Caller actually asked the president in the Oval Office the other day, would you be open to the government reopening insane asylums, again, their phrasing, not mine, for people with serious mental illness? The president said, yes, I would. They used to, you know, and they continued when they kind of prompted the president. They used to have them. You never saw all these people on the street because we had a place to send them back then. He even says, New York, California, we used to have them, a lot of them. They released all those folks at some point in society because they're basically, they weren't solving the problems and they were a huge expense. And those got shut down. What are we doing to solve the problem now? That's kind of a big question for us because the question is, are we solving the problem now? What are we doing in our society to make it safer for them? Yes, but everybody else as well. Yeah. I don't have the answers. I just got the questions. And that's my question. Hey, we are coming up on 6:45, 15 away from 7 o'clock. It is the Bob Rose Show. I'm Greg Cassidy. Nick's in, and lots more to talk about just ahead. 97.3 The Sky. Well, good morning, and thank you for listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. It is about 10 away from 7 o'clock. 6:50 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. What about them Gators? Man, now we knew it was going to be...
We knew it was going to be big, yeah.
It was going to be... You know, should you let a team like that have a couple of, you know, dignity points or something? I mean, I know it's not like Little League Baseball where after a certain point it's like, all right, they're being trounced. This is done because we've done the damage we can do.
Yeah, but it still looked good. Look, there were a lot of great – I mean, this was about as good a first weekend in football as you could have. Florida State looked fantastic.
Yes, but it's going to cost them.
Well,
$50,000.
Yeah, whatever.
Now, again, I know.
They beat
change.
Alabama.
Yes, and stormed the field after the win, and that's going to cost them $50,000.
Look, they were 2-10 last year. They were awful. So that was a big win. Miami looked real good. They had a close game, but it was a big one. And there just were some great games last night. North Carolina got rolled over.
See what you did there.
By TCU. So.
Yep. Oh, by the way, if they do the whole storm the field again, second offense is $100,000. I think they can afford that, too.
Wow.
When you look at the budgets these teams have, I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Do you remember the last time Florida State fans stormed the field? You remember when it was?
No.
2022. A win over Florida.
Really?
2022, yeah. So yeah, $50,000 for that, and $100,000 if they happen to be doing that sort of thing again. I mentioned no win on Powerball. Whew. Man, and you know how you can tell, because you can tell I didn't win. Either A, I wouldn't be here, or B, I would, and I bought the radio station. So that was, you know, kind of got options. Going up to $1.3 billion after no winner in Monday night's drawing.
Yep.
That is so. The next one is going to be tomorrow night. That is some big money when you stop and think about it. So, if you beat the odds, do you have any idea what the odds are of winning? By the way,
they're stupid.
It's 1 in 292 million of winning the big thing. Now, there actually were a couple of smaller ones the other night, and I'd take them. I mean, you had a couple of $2 million winners and 10 $1 million winners. I mean, I know I've looked at the stats. I've seen it, and I know that in general, people who win $1 million, a high percentage of them end up in bankruptcy.
Yeah,
because they spend their percentage of their million like they've got 50.
So you need the big one.
You need the big one.
You need Taylor Swift money.
Yes, unless you're smart enough to take your $500,000 or $600,000. Yeah, you'll
put it away.
Put most of it away if you want to pay a couple of things off.
Right.
Yeah, you got to have a little fun money, but you can't go buy a Ferrari because then you can't afford the insurance and the maintenance on a Ferrari.
Right. Right.
Or you can't buy the huge house. You can't afford to take care of it.
Right.
And so that's just kind of the reality of what goes on there. But yeah, $1.3 billion after no winner. The winner can opt for a one-time lump sum of a paltry $589 million before taxes. So you win $1.3. You take the one lump of 590, we'll round up,
mm-hmm.
and then what? You got to lose half,
right,
in taxes. So you're at 250, 260, 300, you know, 300 million. I could get by on 300 million.
I can get by.
So, I mean, I can't live like Bob Rose eating lobster in Boston or Maine or wherever he's at.
Three times a day.
But other than that, I'll tell you, since we're on sports, and I'm kind of watching the time click here, I'm not going to dig into anything too serious. There are some serious stories going on. And by the way, if you've got some comments as we are in a segment, feel free chime in on the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, 877-975-9825 or 877-WSKYTALK, if that is easier to remember. And we do have a couple of really cool guests coming up this morning. A guy that I've just gotten to know recently, the new UPD chief, UPD being UF, University of Florida police chief. I say recently because we've kind of one of those deals where he's actually had the gig full time, I think, for a year or so now. Just a really nice guy. Love to know what's going on. You know, we were talking earlier about the safety on the streets of if you're, you know, coming to town, dropping your kid off in college and you're in Gainesville, you're on the campus. I'm sure there's a lot of things that they have to deal with we don't even think about. And I'd love to know his perspective on that. And then we're going to, I don't think we're having lobster during his visit, but Maestro Evans Hale, a good friend of the show, going to be on at 9:05. That's going to be going on. So we were talking about Taylor Swift early, but talking about football right now. The latest viral video that's going around is Travis Kelce from 2016. Now, if you are familiar with the game, it's a weird game, I know. It's Kill, Kiss, Marry.
Kill, Kiss, and Marry.
As in engaged
okay.
to Mary, not someone named Mary.
And what's the prompt?
They tell you three names, and you have to say, this is a weird one, if you're not familiar with it, which one would you kill, which one would you kiss, and which one would you marry? And they gave him on this TV show years ago Ariana Grande, Katy Perry, and Taylor Swift. He voted to kill Ariana. He did apologize. He said, love you, but you're gone. He was going to kiss Taylor Swift and marry Katy Perry. So that now is going crazy out there. A little awkward maybe for Taylor Swift fans. I don't know. It's still funny. Somebody even posted, yeah, are they going to play that video at the wedding? It's like, I don't think so. But it is funny nonetheless. I think one of the best memes about that was that actually they're not going to accept the engagement because his knee didn't actually touch the ground. I think they threw a flag on that or something. So some of the things that we are going to be getting into next hour. Interesting thing from some politicians in England that might actually sound familiar to those of us here in America. And also, you know, we've not really talked about Russia and Ukraine, but we're seeing this headline. Apparently Russia is who they think were jamming the GPS units on a plane that was actually carrying the EU chief von der Leyen. Jamming their GPS? That seems a little aggressive, dangerous. We'll talk about that. It's one of the things going on. And oh yeah, Donald Trump is still alive. We'll talk about that too. It's all ahead. And coming up at 7:15, we'll see what's bugging you. So be thinking about that. It's all to come next hour. Hour number two of the Bob Rose Show. I'm Greg Cassidy. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.